Each one of the special days on the Jewish calendar has a mitzvah or a minhag that epitomizes that day. For instance, the holiday of Pesach has the mitzvah of matzah. On Sukkot, the sitting in the sukkah. And on Purim, the reading of the Megillah, and so on and so forth. Kinos bring out the lessons of Tisha B'Av. By looking at them and studying their meaning, we begin to understand the message and the lesson of Tisha B'Av itself. For too long and for too many people, the recitation of Kinos has been just that, a recitation by rote of a long list of Kinos, the words that we really don't understand, sentences that have no meaning, paragraphs that we can't fathom the interpretation of, and whole Kinos that don't speak to us at all. Until perhaps about 40 years ago, most Kinos were printed in soft cover. They essentially said to us, use me and then discard me. And perhaps there was a reason for this. We're told of a number of Gedolei Yisrael who had a custom of putting the Kinos into Shemos immediately after Tisha B'Av. Obviously, they were trying to show in a palpable way their trust and their faith in the coming of Mashiach, in the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, and in the change of Tisha B'Av from a day of mourning to a day of joy. But the effect on most of us has been unfortunate. It has been to distance most people from understanding what the Kinos are all about. In fact, most of us get a Kinos right before Tisha B'Av, open it up perhaps a few days before and look at it. But in fact, most people don't look at it until it's actually needed. However, over the past 40 years, there has been a proliferation of the printing of commentaries, of translations of the Kinos that have made them real, that have made the message of Tisha B'Av important to us. And our opportunity is, the opportunity is given to us to study them and to understand their meaning and in that way really appreciate what Tisha B'Av is all about. The word kina, as used in Tanakh, means a cry, a lament, a dirge. It's crying in a mourning way, in a way of mourning, in a way of mourning for the death of an individual, or as in most cases, for the death or the demise of an idea or of a period in Klal Yisrael. We are expressing our loss through this crying. And this is the first meaning, the first expression of the Kinos for us. There are a number of Kinos whose topic could be called Avelus, or mourning. The unmitigating tragedy of the Churban, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and the Golus, the exile of our people from its land and from its eternal values. And the glory, from the glory that we once had, all that is expressed in the first meaning of the Kinos and in many, many of the Kinos. I'm going to give a number of examples through the Kinos, and I will usually use the first few words of the Kino and the number as it's found in most of the Kinos. In other Kinos, the numbers may be a little bit different, but they're usually within two or three of the one that I'm using. We begin the few Kinos that we recite at night after the reading of Eicha with this quotation from the fourth parak of Eicha. Zechor Hashem Mehoyolanu. And we add a krechts, we add oi. Habito reyes cherposenu oi mehoyolanu. When we read the words of this Kino, when we read the words as expressed at the beginning, in the quotations from Eicha, and then afterwards in the words of the author of the Kino, we see the great tragedy that occurred. The second kina that we recite at night adds another dimension to this. And the words are, B'leil zeh yufkoyun v'yelilu bonai, B'leil zeh chorev, beis kodshi v'nisrafu armonai. On this night, I'm asking you to cry, my sons. And on this night, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and my palace was burnt. V'chol Beis Yisroel yegu b'yigonai v'yivku es hasreif asher sarraf Hashem. All of the Jewish people will express their feelings about this and cry over the burning that took place in the house of God. Now, the implication here seems to be that it's on this night that we remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Yet, according to the traditions that we have from Chazal, the burning of the Beis HaMikdash began in the late afternoon of Tisha B'Av and continued for the next night and day into the 10th of Av. And in fact, there is an opinion in the Gemara that says that it's the 10th of Av that we should commemorate as the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Why then do we refer to it as B'leil Zeh, this night? And the Gemara tells us that the answer is as follows. There's a pasuk, or there's a mamar chazal that speaks of Atem b'chisem b'chiyo shochinom ani kovei lechem b'chino l'doros. When the spies returned with their evil report of Eretz Yisrael, breaking the morale of the people, making them lose faith and hope in Hashem's ability to have them conquer the land and take over the land, the people cried, and they cried bitterly. They all went to their tents and cried. And Hashem said to them, "You cried, b'chiyo shochinam, you cried for nothing. I will make this day a day of crying forever." So that even though the destruction took place on the day of Tisha B'Av, it's the night of Tisha B'Av that has its source in the chet of the Meraglim, in the sin of the Meraglim, and therefore it's this day that is considered to be the day of destruction, and therefore we refer to B'leil Zeh on this night. Perhaps the greatest contrast can be stated is in looking at the difference between the night of the Seder, the night of Pesach when we celebrate our freedom, and this night, the night of Tisha B'Av. And this is best expressed in Kina number Lamed Aleph, which contrasts the Bitzeisim Mitzrayim, the glory that happened to the Jewish people when they went out of Mitzrayim, and the tragedy that happened to them and that accompanied them, B'tzeisim Yerushalayim, when they went out of Yerushalayim. Just to quote perhaps one phrase from that kina, Chagim v'shabosos mofsim v'osos B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. There were holidays, there was the celebration of Shabbos, there were miracles and signs and wonders from Hashem when we went out of Mitzrayim. Tanis ve'evel, uridof ha'evel, b'tzeisim Yerushalayim. And on the other hand, accompanying us when we left Yerushalayim were fasts, was mourning, and was the realization that everything was hevel, everything was naught for naught when we left Yerushalayim. Another aspect in the contrast between the two is the fact that on the night of the Seder, we not only speak of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but really, if you look at the Haggadah, most of the Haggadah is devoted to the telling of the story of the Shibud in Mitzrayim, the servitude, the degradation, the affliction that took place to us in the years that we were in Egypt. And then, finally, we were able to go out. In other words, in order to appreciate, to properly appreciate freedom, we have to first taste the bitter waters, the bitter herbs of slavery. And here, it's just the opposite. Here, in order to understand the tragedy of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we have to look at the beauty, the glory that accompanied B'nai Yisroel for so many years before that. And once again, in Kina number Tes, there is the contrast to the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, when Hashem promises us that if we live according to the laws of the Torah, v'nasati gishmechem bi'itam, I will give you the rain in its time, and everything, all the blessings will come upon Klal Yisrael. In another kina, kina number Yud Ches, we read the Ato Amarta. We read of, again, the contrast of Hashem's promise to us of greatness and glory and the unfortunate end that happened to us. All of this is in order to emphasize the mourning that has to take place on the day of Tisha B'Av and the mourning that the kinos represent. There's another theme, I think, involved here, and this theme is best expressed in the words of the Rambam. The Rambam, in the fifth perek of Hilchos Tanios, of the Laws of Fast Days, Halacha Aleph, tells us, Yesham Yomim, there are days on the calendar, Shekol Yisrael Mis'anim Bohem, that all of the Jewish people fast on them, Mipnei Hatzoro She'iru Bohen, because of the tragedies that occurred on those days. Kidei Le'orer HaLevavos Liftoach Darkei HaTshuva, in order to awaken the people to do tshuva, to repent, to change their ways, to improve their ways. And this should remind us of our evil deeds and the deeds of our fathers. And we will come to a point where, as the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, v'hizvadu es avonam ves avon avosam, we will not only repent, but we will also be able to express, to confess our sins and the sins of our fathers. In order to do tshuva, in order to properly do tshuva, we must accept responsibility for our actions. And I think this is the heart of what the Vidui is all about. A person expresses and says that he is responsible for what happened, no one else. We speak of Hashem's abandonment of us. And again, in Kina number Yud Gimel, Eiko Omer Koreis La'ab Befetzach Bevris Ben Absorim Ko Yia Lonetzach. That kina is devoted to looking at the word ko and seeing how often the word ko is used as a blessing for the Jewish people and as a portent for the future, of a glorious future for the Jewish people, beginning with the Bris Ben Absorim. And Eko, where is that ko? We don't see it. Then in Yud Zayin, we read of the terrible tragedy, Im tochana noshim piryam alai tefuchim alai li, that when mothers with the rachmanis of a Jewish mother, the rachmanis that we speak about so highly, ate their own children, were forced because of the hunger and the deprivation to eat their own children. And then in Yud Ches, the next one, when we read V'ato Amarta Heitev Eitiv Imoch, you have told us that you will be good to us, that it will be good for us. And then we see, unfortunately, that none of this has happened. Now, these are just three examples, but many of the kinos follow along the same lines. And at first glance, this seems to follow the first of the criteria that I put for the kinos, and that is the mourning. But it ends off with the words, Im tochana noshim piryam mashmiim, the people cry and tell of the fact that there was this terrible tragedy, and at the time of the Churban there was, and yet they don't remember the fact that they themselves were the murderers, the people themselves were the murderers of a Kohen and a Novi in the Beis HaMikdash on the day of Yom Kippur, which was a Shabbos, one sin after another, and it happened over 250 years before the Churban Abayis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a long memory, and he did not bring about the punishment of the Jewish people right away. But our resolve has to be that from these tragedies, we understand and see our responsibilities. Aviato tzadik al kol abo olenu. And the next kina is kina Yud Tes, which follows again Yud Zayin and Yud Ches that speak of those tragedies. L'cho Hashem hatzdaka v'lonu boshes haponim. It's based on this looking at it from two different points of view. L'cho Hashem hatzdaka. We recognize the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just and what he did was fair. V'lonu boshes haponim. And we have the embarrassment over the fact that we sinned in such a grievous way. Finally, and this is the third aspect of the keynotes that I'd like to emphasize, Tisha B'Av is a day of national mourning. It's a day when we remember not only, as the Mishnah in Tanis tells us, the five things that occurred on the day of Tisha B'Av, and the Mishnah enumerates, number one, the Meraglim returned, number two and three were the destruction of the first and second Batei Mikdash, number four was the destruction of the city of Beitar with many, many men, women, and children in it, and finally, Turnus Rufus Harosha, the head of the Roman government, plowed over the place of the Mikdash and the surrounding area in order to fulfill the Pasuk Tzion Kesoda Techoresh, as if to say this is a field and is not a city and no longer will ever be a city. In later times, we find other events that happened on Tisha B'Av. The expulsion of our forefathers from Spain in 1492, and finally the outbreak of World War I. Now, all these atzaros that occurred on the day of Tisha B'Av, so we remember not only the Churban, but we remember those events as well. There are other tzaros that we remember on this day too. And there seems to be two approaches to understanding why Tisha B'Av has become this day of national mourning. Why do we take the opportunity on this day to remember the many-fold problems and sorrows that happened to the Jewish people? Number one is the fact that the Churban was the ultimate cause of all of the rest of the problems that we had. The fact that we were not in our own land, that we did not have the independence, the fact that we were not devoted to Torah the way we should have been, this is the cause of all the sorrows that happened to us. And number two, the second reason, is that only by attaching these sorrows to the events of Tisha B'Av, to the remembrance of Tisha B'Av, can we be sure that they will be remembered. And let me give you an example. I've spoken on this topic before many audiences, and when I ask what happened on Chaf Sivan, what is the significance of the date of Chaf Sivan, there are usually very few people who know what the significance is. Chaf Sivan was the day that was inaugurated by the rabbis of the time after the Chmelnytsky uprising of Tach V'Tat of 1648-49. The terrible destruction that took place to so many Jewish communities and individuals who were killed, and they instituted a fast day. And in fact, there are slichos that are said on this day. How many people remember this day at all? You will find in a few old Siddurim, perhaps the slichos, and perhaps there are some people that say, but I don't think there's anyone, or almost anyone, that fasts to remember these events. Obviously, it was a terrible tragedy, and it was something that was remembered by that generation and for the generations, for a few generations after that. But within a short time thereafter, it was forgotten. The message, I think, to us has to be that in order to remember the tragedies, we connect them to this day of Tisha B'Av. There are, in fact, four of the kinos, and that's almost 10% of the kinos that we recite, that are dedicated to the many, many Jews that were killed and that unfortunately had to kill themselves during the time of the Crusades. In the year Tuf Tuf Nun Vav of the 4000, corresponding to the year 1096 of the Common Era, this is approximately the year when the Crusades began and when they took part and when many, many Jews were killed or were forced once again to kill themselves. And there are four kinos that are devoted to this topic. There is also the kino of Shali Srufa Ba'esh, number Mem Aleph, according to most of the countings, which was written by the Marami Rottenberg, the great leader of German Jewry during that time. And he wrote of the destruction and the burning of 24 cartloads of Gemaras and other Svarim, other manuscripts, according to the numbers that we have, over 1,200 manuscripts were written. Now, this was before printing. A manuscript which was written with such care and which so much devotion had been put to was destroyed, never to be found again. And this was a terrible tragedy, Shali Srufa Ba'esh. In our own days, there have been kinos that have been written for the terrible events of the Holocaust, when 6 million Jews were killed, killed simply because they were Jews. And we have to remember them. And the feeling of many people is that the way to remember them is by remembering them on Tisha B'Av. There are many other kinos that speak of tragedies that occurred either before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Vayakonen Yirmiyah, Yoshiyahu, number Yud Aleph, or after, Arze Halvonon, the death of the 10 martyrs, number Chof Aleph, or the killing of Zechariah HaNavi, which also took place before the Churban, Lamed Dawid. Thus, we find that there are three aspects that I want to emphasize in the kinos. Number one, the kinos speak and direct themselves to the mourning that we should have on this day of Tisha B'Av and throughout this whole period. Number two, the realization that it's we who are responsible for everything that happens, and it's we who can improve our ways and improve our future. And number three, finally, the concept and idea that Tisha B'Av is considered to be a national day of mourning. It's a day that we mourn not only for the destruction of those two Batei Mikdosh, but for many other things as well. Perhaps we find that the kinos direct themselves to what Tisha B'Av is all about. We find, number one, that one is not permitted to talk during the kinos. Not because you're not permitted to talk, but your mind should not go off the avelos, the mourning. Many people have the custom, the proper custom, of saying slichos until saying kinos until very close to chatzos, to midday, so that we are constantly involved in this mourning and crying until this time. And finally, there is the custom that is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that many people have of visiting the cemetery after the recitation of kinos. The purpose of the visiting of the cemetery is obviously to remind us of the end of all people, and hopefully Tisha B'Av will turn into a day of great simcha. Just as the halacha is that we end off the kinos with words of consolation, I want to end off with the pasuk that we read. Ki nicham Hashem Tzion, God has provided consolation to Tzion. Nicham kol charvo seho, all of its destroyed parts will be given a consolation. The destroyed parts, the deserts, and all of the other parts of Eretz Yisrael will become once again flowering gardens. May we be zochet to see these days of happiness and joy in our time very, very soon, and the transformation of Tisha B'Av from a day of sadness and tragedy to a day of happiness and joy.